Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today's podcast is Do You Wish Upon a Star? You know that old song, Do You Wish Upon a Star or Wish Upon a Star? I don't know how it goes, but I remember the sentiment, the feeling of it. And when we were kids, we dreamed. We dreamed about what we wanted to be when we grew up. There was a house I used to pass on the bus when I was in high school, and I thought, man, I want to live in that house. I don't live in that house. I don't even know if I could find that house. I live in the same city. I could probably drive around and find it eventually because I know the neighborhood. But that was one of those things. I wanted to live in a nice house in a nice neighborhood. Like, that was important to me, and I dreamed about that. It took a long time to get there, and by some people's standards, I live in a fairly modest house, but it's okay. It's my dream. It's not theirs. Sometimes we don't dream big enough. When my husband and I got married, every time I went to get rid of something or send it to Goodwill, he'd say, oh, hang on to that. That's going to go to our lake house. And I said, well, we're not going to have a lake house. But after the first five times I said it, I finally quit saying it. And we had a whole corner of our garage for things for our lake house. Well, my parents bought a lake house. So some of the things in our lake house pile ended up going to their lake house. And then when they sold their lake house, some of it came back with us. And one day we had a lake house. Now, I use the word house very casually. We started with a little mobile home. In Oklahoma, we call them trailers, but they don't actually move. They're technically not mobile. I guess if you put wheels under them, they can be. But it's a mobile home, and it was two bed, one bath, little thing, and it was ours though, and we had a place at the lake, and a friend of mine ended up buying the place up the hill from me, and she worked at a school district with a lot of very wealthy people, and someone asked her about her lake house. I'm doing air quotes, can't see them, but air quotes, and she started telling this lady about her lake house that she and her husband were fixing up. And the woman was like, wait, what? And got very judgmental and negative about it. And my girlfriend goes, but do you have a place at the lake where you go with your kids and their friends and your friends are there and you have a wonderful time? No. So I do have a lake house and I enjoy it. And I do have a lake house. We have since upgraded a little bit. Years ago, we upgraded to a little bit bigger mobile home. And we love it here. But my husband had a dream. And his dream was to be on this lake and have a place at the lake so he could come and fish and hang out with friends. I couldn't see that vision. I couldn't dream big enough. I was caught up in the day-to-day, like, how are we going to make the mortgage payment? How are we going to go on vacation occasionally? Like, I was on the day-to-day piece of it. He was looking bigger. He was dreaming bigger. So what if you did dream bigger? What would it look like? And what are the possibilities if your dream came true? One lady that I know that had a place at the lake, she had a house at the lake, and they had a houseboat, and then they had a place, we call it in the city, back home. And one day I overheard her saying, you know, it's really hard when you go buy toilet paper and then you can't remember where it needs to go. Like, which place needed the toilet paper? I know that's a very first world problem, but it is something to consider. You've got to have more brain power for that. You have to have a little more organizational skills. So when people say things like, oh, must be rough, well, everything comes with its pluses and minuses. So if you got your big dream, what would it be? Your dream might be to have more clients. All right, so let's talk that through. You're going to have more clients. What is that going to look like? How are you going to schedule your day? How are you going to schedule your week? If you have a full calendar of clients, typically you have to do something to attract more clients. Like, those clients are going to progress through your program or through your coaching or whatever it is you offer. And you're going to need to bring somebody else in. So how are you going to do that? What does it look like? Your wish upon a star was for more clients, but now how do you service them? How do you bring more in? It's not that it's impossible. I'm not trying to detract from your dream. I'm just trying to make you think bigger, like, okay, now what will that look like? A coaching friend of mine had a weekly Monday morning, like, start your week off right, and she'd do a short little meditation, and then she would give us a journal prompt. And the journal prompt one time was, what if you had all the clients you want? What would your day look like? And mine was, I want 10 one-on-one clients. That's what I want. And part of my coaching package at the time included one-on-one hour sessions, but the client booked them. They would book in on my calendar. Now, I still offer one-on-one, one-hour coaching and healing sessions, but they book on my calendar versus, like, we set the date and time versus them just picking a date and wanting to be on my calendar. And so I started journaling, like, what's it going to look like when I have these 10 clients, these ideal clients that I really want to work with? What's it going to look like? So as I'm journaling, as I'm working through it, all of a sudden I was like, holy crap. If all 10 clients booked 3 one-hour one-on-one sessions with me in a week, that's 30 hours. That's like a full-time job. I left a full-time permanent job so I would have more freedom, more flexibility. But now if I'm having to take up my days Monday through Friday, that may not be what I wanted. So now I had to reconsider, what does having 10 clients look like? And thank goodness I have a really good friend, and she said, you only meet with them once a week. You just tell them, we're going to have 12 weeks of sessions, but it's once a week. It's not 3 times a week for 4 weeks. 3 times 4 is 12, right? Yeah. It's not 3 times a week for 4 weeks. It's like once a week for 12 weeks. So I was like, oh, wow, that feels so much better. And you don't want to, like, limit it. Like, I want 10 or more, as long as I only work so many hours a week. I only have so much bandwidth. Now, I have a friend who, she starts with her clients very early in the morning, like 6 a.m. because of time zone changes. Well, that client and I are just not going to be aligned because I'm not doing a 6 a.m. call. Okay, I could do a 6 a.m. call. I just wouldn't want to on a consistent basis. But you have to consider with your dreams, what are the possibilities when they come true? How are you going to have to schedule your time? What are you going to have to do? What responsibilities come with achieving that dream when you wish upon a star and get that dream? The next question that I think is probably the most important and impactful and exciting question is, what impact do you want to make? What impact do you want to make on the client's life? On your family's life? in your community, in your state, in your country, in the world? What impact do you want to make? What is that going to look like? What legacy do you want to leave behind? And when I thought about legacy, I often thought about money and leaving money to kids so that they can like create their life. And I don't have kids, so I was like, I don't really want a legacy like that. It doesn't really mean much to me because I don't have kids to leave it to, because that's kind of like my blinders. That was the only thing I considered a legacy. But as I've gotten further into this entrepreneurial journey, the legacy is more than that. It's that whole ripple effect I talked about on a few podcast episodes ago. If I help 10 people really well, and they go out and they each help 10, that's 100. And those 100 help, you know, it just grows and grows. And then before you know it, you hit 1,000,000. I'm not going to do the math. I did it once before. I'm not doing it again. But you're making an impact. It's a ripple effect. You're showing up as the person you want to be. And you're impacting the world. So I suggest that you think about what that big dream is and make it even bigger. What's your dream? Make it bigger. And then what are the possibilities when it comes true? Who are you going to impact? How much time and effort is it going to take once you achieve that dream, if any? And what support do you need? Can you do this all yourself, or are you going to need support as time goes on and things grow? If you don't wish upon a star, I hope you start. I look back on some of the things that I thought about, I dreamed about, I hoped for, and how over time they came to fruition in my life. The dream for a lake house wasn't my dream, it was my husband's dream. And now quite a few people that are friends of mine all the way back to high school are here, and I'm watching their kids grow up and get married and have kids. Yep, give my age away. And we're celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and weddings and babies and just the fact that we're here for another day, another week, another year. Dream bigger. Dream bigger. And if you want help in fulfilling your dreams, creating your dreams, I would love to help you. Just book a call, yoursuccesscall.com. And let's talk about it. And let's get your big dream that you're going to wish upon a star to take hold. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.